And we had gotten up to Daf Tzadi Amud Beis. We had had a whole discussion between the heretics, that is the Sadducees, the Tzedukim, and Rabban Gamliel. Rabban Gamliel tried to prove from Torah, from Nevi'im, from Ksuvim, that there are verses that tell us that the dead are going to come back to life, and the Sadducees were not receptive to almost any of the proofs. Tanya, we learned in a braisa, Amar Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi, B'davar zeh ziyafti sifrei minim. With this matter, I was able to disprove the books of the minim of the heretics, namely the Sadducees, who didn't believe that that the revival of the dead is coming, and I proved to them that their changes are wrong. Shall you omen that the Samaritans, the Kutim, used to say, "Ein tchias hameisim in haTorah," that there's no revival of the dead. And since they claimed there was no revival of the dead, they used to change all sorts of texts of psukim that imply there is a revival of the dead. Amarti lahem, so I said to them, "Ziyaftem toraschem." Here you have falsified the Torah, v'lo ha'aleisem biyadchem klum, and you haven't accomplished anything. It's a waste. Sha'atim omrim ein tchias hameisim in haTorah. You're claiming that there's no tchias hameisim in the Torah, and therefore you changed all sorts of verses to take away the implication that the dead are going to come back to life. But you know what? You didn't accomplish anything. Harei Omer, the Pasuk says that if somebody worships idols, he kares ti kares hanefesh shahi, cut off, she shall be cut off, that soul, avonaba, her sin is against her. He kares, why all these repeated words? He kares, she shall be cut off, means bolam hazeh, this world. Then when it's adding, avonaba, her sin is in her, leimas, when? Bavolam haba, must be in the next world, after the dead come back to life, the sin stays. So you see that the dead are coming back to life. I'm Leir Papa La Abaye. The Papa said to Abaye, V'leim luhu tarvayu mikaris tikaris. Now once Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi is disproving the Samaritans from the extra words in the phrase, hikaris tikaris, avona ba, so just hikaris tikaris already will show the future world. Because hikaris would mean this world. Then why is it repeated? Tikaris will be cut off in the next world, in olam haba. So Abaye answered to Rav Papa, if he would have said he kares ti kares is proof that there's a next world, in Ravu Amrule, then the Samaritans would have said back, Dibra Torah b'lashon b'nei adam. Torah just says he kares ti kares because it's talking the way people talk, that sometimes people say the same word twice, but it's not necessarily to teach us anything about the future world. Kitanoi, really this question of how to read this pasuk is an argument of the Tanoi. The Torah again says, somebody worships idols, hikares tikares, hanefesh ahi, that soul shall be cut off, avonaba, her sin is in her. Hikares tikares, it says twice kares, hikares tikares. So hikares b'olam hazeh, she'll be cut off in this world. Tikares, she shall be cut off. Olam haba, in the world to come. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, like Rav Papa's question. Amar Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel said, V'alo kfar namar, but the pasuk said before, Es Hashem u'migadei v'nichrasa, that he's cursing God, and it shall be cut off. So now, one second, V'chi shlosho olamim yesh, are there three worlds? Ela v'nichrasa b'olam hazeh. He kareis, says l'olam haba. The Nichris already says in this world it's cut off. Hikares means in the next world it's cut off. And then the fact that it said hikares, tikares, it's just Dibra Torah, kilashon bnei adam, just the way the Torah speaks. So now one second. So according to Rabbi Akiva, from hikares, tikares, you know a world to come. According to Rabbi Shmuel, hikares, tikares, it's just Dibra Torah, kilashon bnei adam. From hikares, you already know a world to come. So, Bein Rabbi Shmuel, Bein Rabbi Akiva, what about Avonaba? What are they going to do with Avonaba, which is what Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi used to prove that there is a world to come? Answer the Gemara, they're going to use Avonaba, her sin is in it. Look at Tanya, for what we learned in a Braisa. Yachol, I would have thought to say, Afilu Asa Tshuva, that the person who worships idols gets kares, gets cut off, even when he does tshuva, tamloma, that's what the verse continues and says, avona ba, her sin is in it. When does a person who worships idols get cut off? When she still has her sin, when the soul is still sinning, when it didn't do tshuva. But if it does tshuva, it doesn't get kares.
Who are the Samaritans?
Who are the Samaritans? The Samaritans still live in Israel.
Okay.
They live near Shechem.
Okay.
These are people who were brought to Israel by Sanherev. Sanherev, the general of Ashur, when he conquered the Middle East, engaged in a policy called ethnic cleansing. He took out one group and brought in other groups. So he took out the 10 tribes from the northern kingdom. He brought in another group. And this group was attacked by lions. Many of them were dying, so they brought a Jew. They asked, why is this happening? He said, it's happening because this is Eretz Yisrael. In the land of Israel, you have to listen to God. So they accepted the Torah, but they did not accept the oral Torah. The Gemara goes back and forth. There are two opinions, whether their acceptance was a true conversion, or whether they only did it because of the lion, so they never really meant it, whether Geire Emes Hein or Geire Arayos Hein. In many ways, the rabbis legislated that the Kutim, the Samaritans, have to be treated like non-Jews. In other ways, they get treated like Jews. So this is the Samaritans. They're still there. They still celebrate Pesach. They offer a Karban Pesach on Har Grizim. They have an altar there. They're still there near Shechem.
So what is the difference between them and regular Jews?
What's the difference?
They don't believe in the oral Torah. That's it.
They may never have been Jews, these people. Their conversion may never have been good.
Are they honoring Shabbos?
On some level, there's some level of keeping Shabbos. Without the oral Torah, though, things go wrong. They don't accept any rabbinic law. All right, we know there was a famous Roman ruler in Egypt, Cleopatra. So Shalak Cleopatra Malkasa, Cleopatra the queen, asked Rabbi Meir. She said like this, Amri Yadana Dechaya Shichva, I know that the dead are going to come back to life. Dechsev, because the Pasuk says, Vayatzitzu Meir Kesev Haaretz, they will sprout out of the earth, they'll sprout out of a city like the grass of tree of land. So they're going to sprout out of Jerusalem. So just like grass comes from the ground, the dead are going to come out of the ground. My question is like this. When the dead come out of the ground, are they going to come out undressed? Are they going to come out with their clothing on? Amalas, Rabbi Meir told her, well, I can figure it out from wheat. Kalvachomer mechita. Wheat gets planted naked without anything over it. Yet Yotze b'kama levushim, it comes out with all sorts of garments over it, with lots of chaff around it. Tzadikim shenikmarim b'levushayim, the tzadikim are buried clothed. They're wearing the tachrichin. Salachas kama v'kama, certainly when they come out, they have the clothing on them.
I thought we marry like a talit, maybe something.
And a shroud.
And what, sorry?
Shrouds, a shirt and pants.
Oh.
And a cover.
So they come back naked or no naked?
Clothed, they come back clothed.
Amalek
Hesler Rabbi Gamliel. The Caesar, the Roman Caesar, said to Rabbi Gamliel, Amritu, you say, that the dead are coming back to life. V'avu Afra, but the dead have become dust. Afra mikochai, how could dust come back to life? Amalek Brate, so the daughter of the Caesar, said to Rabbi Gamliel, Shavke, leave my father alone. Anam hajanale, I can already respond to his question. I'll tell him like this. Let's say there are two potters in our city. One potter makes pots of earthenware from water, and one makes it out of dust, out of dirt. Who's more impressive? Who's more praised? If you can make out of water an earthenware vessel, that's, of course, more praiseworthy. So therefore she said, listen, God makes children out of water, out of semen. Out of a bunch of liquid comes a child. I mean, that's it, local shaken. Certainly God can make people out of mud. Debir Bishmal Tana, in the Yeshiva Bishmal, they taught the following. How do we know that the dead are going to come back to life even though they become dust? It's a kalvachomer from glass making. Look, think about glass. Glass gets made by a human being blowing into the glass. So it's the effort to make the glass is the wind coming from human spirit. Yet Nishbru, if the glass breaks, Yishlem Takana, they can even be rebuilt. You can make them again. So Basar Adam, so a human being, Shevarucho Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is created by the wind of Hashem, Halachas Kama V'Kama, certainly if he breaks, just like human wind can be restored, certainly godly wind can be restored. If the human being breaks, God can make him again, even when he has become dust. There was this heretic, namely a Sadducee, who said to Reb Ami, Amitu D'Shachvi Chai, you say the dead are going to come back to life, or Avu Afra, but they've become dust. And Afra Mikol Chai, how can dust become life? So Amalei, so he said to him, Amshul Chamashul Ma'adav Adom, I'll tell you what it's like. L'melech Basav Adam, Shemal Avadav, it's like a king who tells his servants, L'chu Banuli Paltrin Gedolim B'makam She'en Mayim Va'afar. Go build for me a big palace in a place where there's no water and there's no dirt. So they don't have the raw materials, they don't have the bricks. Halchu Banu Osal, and yet they go and they build it and it works. L'yamim Naflu. So some time later, this palace falls. Amalehem, so he says, okay, you know what? Chizru Banu Osal B'makam She'esh Afar Mayim. Now go build it in a place where there is dust and there is water. Amrullah, they said, Enonu Yicholim. I said, we can't do that. It's too hard. So Kasalim, he gets angry at them. Amalan, he tells them, B'makam She'en Mayim V'Afar B'Nisim. You built in a place where there was no dust and water. Achsav She'esh Mayim V'Afar Lachas Kama V'Kama. Now that there is dust and water, certainly you can be able to build. So he's saying the same thing. You know, here the human being gets created initially without even dust. So when his body decomposes and it's just dust, but at least there's dust. So if it can come from nothing, it can certainly come from dust. And if you don't believe in this, and this is a strange Gemara, the Gemara seems to say that there are mice that are formed from the dust. Say Lebika, go into the ravine, or a Achbar, you'll see a certain mouse. Shayom chetzio basar v'chetzio adama. Today he's still being formed, he's only half flesh and half dust. And lamachar, tomorrow he's going to be completed. Hishritz v'nasa kulo basar. The whole mouse is going to become finished. He's going to be all meat. It's going to be all done. Well, it seems to imply that the mice, they thought that the mice come from dust.
Worms come for sure, right?
Worms come from dust? I think scientists think nothing comes from dust. It all comes from other creatures. Shema Toma, you know, I think the meaning of this Gemara is that in the Gemara, they always focused on what they saw. So like, let's say when you have an esrog, so the halach is that if there's a black spot on the top of the esrog's puzzle. But what does it mean, black spot? You take a light with a magnifying glass and look? No. Halacha looks at what you see. So you hold it, you know, like this, away from your eye. And if you see a black spot, that's a black spot. But if you can't see it, then it doesn't count. Halacha looks at what you see. So from what you perhaps what they saw in some of these muddy places was that a mouse looked like it was coming from dust, but not that it really was from dust.
So that logic, what you're saying is, what everyone always believes, the problem is now when you have a lettuce and everyone's looking to inspect the little bugs on the lettuce, you can't see those without a magnifying glass. Why is
no,
that?
No, so they say awesome? They say you could see those.
Because what?
They say you could if
you could see it.
Yeah, if you look at a single leaf individually with a light, you can see them that they're big bugs and not so small. So Shema Tomar Lizman Meruba. So what are you gonna say? Maybe you're going to say it's going to take a long time for this mouse to come about. 2 weeks or so, or 7 years. So you say, God's not going to make the dead come back to life quickly. So it's also not true. Ale lahar, go up onto the mountain, or A, and you'll see in this mountain, Shayom Ein Bo Ela Chilazon Echad. It only has the single sea worm. This sounds like the Chilazon is a sea worm. The machar, and yet tomorrow, yardu gesham, and the rain's going to come down, v'nismali kulo chilzonos, and the entire mountain's going to be all sea worms. So Rashi says here that the sea worm has their eggs on the mountain, and the rain that comes down makes all these eggs release the sea worms that are inside. But again, you see that, you know, lots of life can happen very quickly. Amliyahu mina l'gviya ben psisa. There was this heretic who told Gvia, the son of Psisa. The reason why he was called Gvia, the Gemara is going to explain later, he was a hunchback. So this heretic said, Vailachom, You know, Vailachon Chayavaya, you know, woe to you, wicked people. Damritun Mesi Chayin, you say that the dead are coming back to life. The Chayin Misu, even those who are alive are gonna die. The Misu Chayin, so those who are dead are gonna come back to life. Amaleis, he said back to him, Vailachon Chayavaya, you know, woe to you, guilty sinners. Amritun Mesi Lochayin, you say the dead are not coming back to life. The lo havi chai, he, those that don't have never existed before are going to come to life. The havu, those who've already lived, chai, those who've already lived, lo kol shekein, certainly they're coming back to life. Amaleis, he said to him, chayavaya karisli, if you're calling me a wicked person, a guilty person, I kaimna beitna b'cha upshitna lak musa minach. If I stand up, I can kick you and straighten out your hunchback. Amarle, so he said to him, Mata Osakin, if you're going to do that, Rofe Umantikare, I'd be very happy. You'd be an expert doctor. Uschar Harbe Tito, I'd give you lots of money for healing my hunchback. Tana Abanamudina Bryce, this is back from something called Megillas Tanis, a scroll of all the special occasions that happened during the Second Temple. Be'esim, Arba, Benisan, on the 24th of Nisan, there was a great thing. What happened? If Natilu. The people who wanted to, these thieves that wanted to take a portion of Judea and Jerusalem were removed. What happened? Kishibo b'nei Afrikai aladonim Yisrael lifnei Alexandros Mukta. The people from Africa, they were descendants of the Girgashi. The Girgashi was a tribe, one of the seven nations that left when we entered the land of Israel. So they moved to Africa. So they came in front of Alexander the Great, Alexander the Macedonian. Amrulo, they said to him, Eretz Canaan Shalanuhi, the land of Canaan is really ours. Tachsiv Eretz Canaan Legvuloseha, the land of Canaan according to its boundaries. That's why it's called Eretz Canaan. And Canaan, Avu Ondahanu Inchiavu. Canaan was one of our ancestors, so it's really ours. The Jews took it away from us by force, give it back to us. So Amalu Gviya ben Psisa Lachacham, Gviya ben Psisa said to the sages, Tnuli Rishus Ve'elech Va'adonimai, Lifnei Alexandros Mukton. Give me permission and I'll go debate with them in front of Alexander the Macedonian. Imi Natschuni, if they defeat me, Imru Hedjot Shebanu Nitzachtem, you still have a chance. You'll just say that you defeated a non scholar, a layman. And if I defeat them in Rulam, you can tell them, listen, Torah's Moshe Nitzachtim. The Torah of Moshe defeated you because it wasn't that he was so bright. He's not so bright. He's just repeating Torah because he's just a layman. So Nasan L'Rishu. So they gave Gviya Ben Psisa permission. He went and he argued with them. He said to them, said, what's your proof that you're entitled to the land of Canaan? He said, okay, the Torah itself proves it. He said to them, "Afanilo avi lechem ra'el min haTorah." So I'll bring you a proof from the Torah. Shneamet, the pasuk says, "Vayomer Noach said, Arur Canaan, cursed is Canaan, Eved Avadim Yiyela Echav, a slave of slaves he should be to his brethren.' So therefore, Eved Shekana Nachasim, if a slave acquires possessions, Eved Lemi Nachasim Lemi. The same way the slave belongs to his master, the possessions belong to the master. V'lo odin only this elasheri kamashanim." You know, there have been all these years that you haven't been working for us, and you're slaves of ours. So, you know, you owe us a lot of work. Amalehem Alexandros Malchus. So Alexander the king said, all right, Achzirulo Tshuva, give him back a response. Amrulo, they said, Tnalanu Zman Shloshayam, give us 3 days. Nasalhem Zman, so they gave them 3 days. Batkavlo Matsu Tshuva, they couldn't find an answer. Miyad Barchu, so they ran away. And they left all their fields that were planted and their vineyards that were planted. That was a year of Shemitah. So now the Jews gained all these properties of these people that left. Shuv, another story. The children of Egypt came before Alexander the Macedonian to debate the Jews. And they said to him, Hare Omer, the pasuk says, Vashem nas neskeinam beinim Mitzrayim, v'yashilum, God gave the pain, the good, the attraction of the people in front of the Egyptians, and the Egyptians lent them possessions. All right, so tenulanu kesev v'zav shenatal to menu. Now give us back all that silver and gold that you took from us, that you borrowed. So again, Gviya b'msis said to the sages, Temli rishus v'elech v'adonimayim, Lefnei Alexandros, give me permission, let me be the one to argue with them in front of Alexander. If they defeat me, you'll say, okay, you defeated a layman amongst the Jews. If I defeat them, then you can say, the Torah of Moshe defeated you, because he was just a layman. So they gave him permission. So he went and he argued with them. And he said to them, where's your proof from? They said, from the Torah. He said to them, so I'll also bring you a proof in the Torah. As it says, Moshe ben Yisrael sheyashbu mitzrayim shloshim shana v'arbamio shana. The Jews lived in Egypt for 430 years. All right. So give us now the wages for 600,000 people. So sheyabadim b'mitzrayim, that you got work from us. Shloshim shana v'arbamio shana for 430 years. Amalan Alexander smoked. So Alexander the Great said, okay. And Zirulo Tshuva, give him an answer. Amalan, they said again, we need 3 days. Nasal Hemzman, they give him 3 days. But they couldn't find an answer. So they also left their fields that were planted, and their vineyards that were planted, when they ran away. And the Jews got to benefit from all of that. And by the way, also Shana Shviyasai, it was a year of Shemitah. So God was giving the Jews produce.
Why can't the answer be that they were slaves? They don't get reward. They don't get paid for slaves.
Because they were invited to come down by Egypt. Paro invited them down. Havanas Chakmala was unfair that he made the Jews slaves. The Shuv Pamachas. Then there was another time. Bo Bnei Yishmael. Apparently, these are people who are living in Israel. The children of Yishmael, Bnei Keturah, descendants of Keturah. Ladanim Yisrael of Alexandros Mukton. They came against the Jews in front of Alexander the Great. Amrlo, they said, Eretz Kanaan shalanu v'shalachem. Land of Kanaan should be divided between us and you. Tachsev, because the Pasuk says, Ve'ele told us Yishmael ben Avram. Yishmael was the son of Avram. Uksev, and it says, Ve'ele told us Yitzchak ben Avram. And these are the descendants of Yitzchak, son of Avram. So if Yitzchak inherits some, Yishmael should inherit some. Amrlo, Gviya b'msisa l'chacham. So again, Gviya b'msisa said to the sages, Tnuli Rishus, give me permission. Ve'elech v'adonimam, I'm going to go argue with them with Alexander Smukton in front of Alexander the Great. If they defeat me, Imru, so let's just say, Hedit Shabanu Nitzachtim, you defeated the layman. If I defeat them, Imru Lehem, tell them, Torah Moshe Rabbeinu Nitzachtachem, the Torah of Moshe defeated you. Nasan Lerushus, they gave him permission. Halach v'dani maim, so he went and he argued with them. Amalehen, he said to them, Meheichan atam avi in raya, what's your proof from? Amalehen, they said, Minat Torah, our proof is from the Torah. Amalehen, he said to them, Afani lo avi raya elam in Torah. So I'll also bring a proof from the Torah. Shenemar, as it says, Vayitin Avram, es kol asher lo li Yitzchak. And Avram gave whatever he had to Yitzchak. Ulevnei apilakshim asher l'Avram, and to the children of the concubines that Avram had. Nasan, Avraham, Matanos. He just gave some gifts. So Av Shanas and Agdin Lebanov Bechayev. The Shiger Zeme Alzeh. A father who gives, an exclusive will to his child in his lifetime. Like Avram said. Basically, he's telling Yishmael, you're not getting. And he sends one away from the other. So Klum Yesh Lelazeh Alzeh Klum. Is there any claim? My Matanos, what were these gifts that Avraham gave to the children of the concubines? Amr Birmir Bar Abba Malamish Muslim Shem Tumah. He gave them all sorts of powers of magic and demonology and powers of the impure realm. Now, where did Avram send them? He sent them all to the east. That's why in India, China, Japan, which are eastern countries from Israel, you have all these, problematic religions like multiple deities and very powerful spirituality within that, powers of meditation, because they all got it from Avram Avinu, who gave them a Shem Tumah. Amalei Antoninus l'Rebbe. Antoninus once said to Rebbe, Mark Anthony said to Rebbe, Kufu neshama yochon lifter asim nadin. The fact that you believe that there's a body and a soul can exempt a person from any judgment. The body's going to say it's all the soul's fault that there was a sin. The soul sinned. Because if the soul's out of me, I can't do anything after the soul left me. I'm just like a stone in a grave. Whereas the soul says, the body sinned. The day that the body left the soul, the day I left him, I'm just flying in the sky like a bird. I can't do anything. So Amarlay, so Rebbe said, okay, tell you what it's like. Let's say there's a king who has a beautiful orchard. V'hayu bo, b'choros, He has these new choros nos, bakuros nos. He has these new first ripened fruits. Hoshe bosh ne shom. And he puts two guards. Echad chiger, one's lame. Echad suma, one's blind. Amlo chiger la suma. So the blind guy, the lame guy tells the blind guy, bakuros nos aniro. I see beautiful new fruit in the orchard. Bovar kivin, you put me on your shoulders. And the vm lo achlam. I'll bring them and then we'll eat them together. So the blind guy rides on top of the lame guy rides on top of the blind guy. They eat them, and they bring the fruit, and then they eat them. Several days later, then the owner of the orchard comes. Amalahan, he says, Bekuros no, Seichanhein. Okay, where are those beautiful new fruits? Amalochiger, so the lame guy says, Klum Yeshli Raglaim Lahalechben, how could I have taken them? I don't have any feet. Amalosuma, the blind guy says, how could I have taken them? I don't have eyes to see. So what does the king do? Here, Kipchiger Agabe Suma. He puts the lame guy on top of the blind guy. So now he's seeing and he's walking. He says, okay, this guy is the one who's judged. This is the guy who gets killed. So that's what Hashem's going to do, says Rabbi to Mark Anthony. He's going to bring the soul. You say the soul claims, I couldn't do it, I'm just a soul. The body says, I couldn't do it, I'm just a body, I'm just dead. So he says, you know what, I'm putting you two back together. He puts the soul back into the body, and he judges them as one. Shemar, the verse says, Yikra la shamayim me'ol, he will call to the heavens above. In other words, he calls the soul to come back into the body. Ve'ela aret, and he calls to the earth, calls up the body. Ladin imo, to judge him, Yikra la shamayim me'al zu neshama, he calls to the heavens above, he calls down the soul. Ve'ela aret, ladin imo, and to the earth to judge him, ze'aguf, he calls up the body. Amalei Antoninus l'Rebbe. Antonino said to Rebbe, Mipnei machama yotze b'mizrach v'shokas b'marav. Why does the sun rise in the east and set in the west? In other words, why? So Rebbe said to him, Amalei, so yavayipcha, if it would rise in the west and set in the east. Nami yochi yavamikli. You would have told me the same question. Why does it rise in the west and set in the east? Amalei, so he said to Machi Kamina, this is what I'm asking. Mipnei mashokas b'marav. Why does it sink in the west? Let it sink in the middle. Amalei said, Kleitain Shalom Lakona. Because it wants to go to the west. The west is where the Shekhinah is. And say hello to its maker. Shanam, as the verse says, Utzva Shamayim, the host of the heavens, L'chamishtach, and they bow to you. Amalei said, okay, Betesiad Palgadurakia. Let it go to the half of the sky, facing the west. Betitain Shalma. So give peace for Tail, and now go down. So the Gemara answers, Mishum Paulim. That would be hard for people working if there's only half a day of light. For people traveling, it would be hard for them if the sun sets in the middle of the day. Antoninus said to Rebbe, at what point is the soul placed in man? Is it Mishas Pekida? Is it at the moment of remembering, namely when the angel takes the drop of life, brings it in front of God and asks God, what's going to be? How much money will this life have? Who's going to marry this person? What field will this person live in? Oh, Mishas Yitzira. Or is it at the moment that the body is formed? Amar Lei, so Rebbe said, Mishas Yitzira, at the moment that the body is formed. Amar Lei, Santanina said back to him, how can it be? Efshe Chaticha Shel Basra Omed Shlosh Yom B'lo Melech V'ena Masrachas. When you have flesh, meat, for 3 days without salt, it decomposes. So how could it be that inside a mother's womb, you have the muscle gathering and the sinews gathering and the skin gathering, and there's no soul until the fetus is finished? Ella, so must be Mishas Pekida. At the very beginning, when the first drop of semen is there and God looks at this drop to see what's going to be with it, that's when there's a soul. My Rebbe said, Davar Zeh, this insight that the soul really starts from the moment of Pekida, Limdani Antoninus. Antoninus taught it to us, and he's right. Mikra Messiah, there's a pasuk like him, Shinam, as the pasuk says, Ufkudascha Shamra Ruchi. And from your command, from your very first remembering of me, it's protecting my spirit. My spirit is there from them.
That's not
viable. Maybe, right?
So no, but we didn't learn from that.
Look, we know it's viable. The first 40 days. Right. So how do we justify that?
It's I don't remember all the details. I know it's a big topic.
No, but all rabbis say it's okay.
No, I think Rav Moshe Feinstein says it's not okay. I think Rav Moshe Feinstein says it's not okay. I think it was Rabbi Unterman who thought the first 40 days was okay. But I think Rav Moshe thinks it's not okay. Maybe from this Gemara, we have to look that up. Antonina said further to Rabbi, at what point does the evil urge rule over a man? Mishas Yitzira, from when he is formed in his mother's womb. Or Mishas Yitzira, from when he comes out of the womb. Amarle Mishas Yitzira, once he's formed. Amarle, so again Antonina said, if the Yitzhar is there, he would just kick his way out. El Mishas Yitzira, must be that it's only there once he comes out of the womb. Amar Rebbe, again Rebbe said, Davar Zelim Dani Antoninus. Antoninus taught it to me from logic. Mikra Messiah, there's a pasuk that gives him support. Shenemar, it says, La Petach, what we spoke about yesterday, at the doorway, namely the doorway of birth. Chatas Roveitz, that's where sin, the Yetzer Hara, is crouching.
One hand, these Roman Maximus, they ask all these rabbis this question, and the other hand, they kill them all?
So it depends. First of all, there was dialogue, that's true. But some of them weren't so bad. Antoninus, the Gemara says, was very righteous. He was very good.
There is no such a thing as good, rabbi.
Antoninus, the Gemara says, was very good. He helped the Jews. Yes, he's a very good friend. Reish Lakish Rami. Reish Lakish asked a contradiction. On the one hand, the pasuk says that I'm going to gather all the Jews from the north, Bam Iveru Piseach, and they're going to be amongst them the blind and the lame, Violedas Yachtav, and those giving birth together, that in the future they're coming back, even though they have blemishes. But then there's another verse that seems to say that all the wounds are going to heal. Then the lame is going to jump like a deer. V'taron l'shon ilaim, and the mute is going to sing. Ki nivku'u b'midbar mayim, for in the desert the waters have opened. U'nachalim ba'arava, streams in the wasteland. So haketzad, so what's going on? So Gemara says, Omdin b'muman, they're going to stand up with their blemishes, and later misrapim, then they're going to be healed. Ula Rama, Ula asked a different contradiction of verses. On the one hand, you have a verse in Yeshaya, the verse says, Bila Mavas La Netzach, God's going to wipe away death forever. Mach Hashem Dimumal Kopanim, God's going to erase tears from all faces. That means that there's going to be a revival of the dead, and they're not going to die anymore. But on the other hand, the verse says, Ki Anar Ben Me'ah Shana Yomos, a young person who dies at age 100 will be considered a tragedy. So that means that people are going to live long. You know, at age 100, it'll still be a na'ar, but they are eventually going to die. You have another verse that says, Lo yamisham od ul yamim, so there won't yet be days there. A person who has, you know, a yoke of days still to fulfill, who hasn't lived out his life, but people are going to die. So it's against Bilam Avos LaNetzach. Lo kash, it's not a contradiction. Kan be Yisrael. The Jews are not going to die at all. Kan bov de kochavim. The non-Jews, they're going to die, but they're going to die after a long life. So the Gemara says, ov de kochavim my boy hasam. What are the non-Jews doing in the world to come? Why are they getting up for Tchias HaMesim? So the Gemara answers, hanach tachsibu, it's a reference to those non-Jews about whom it says, v'amdu zarim, and the strangers will stand. And they will be the shepherds of your sheep. And the sons of strangers will be your farmers and working in your vineyards. So they are the ones who are going to come back to life. And that's who the Pasuk is referring to. Rav Chisda Rami, Rav Chisda asked the contradiction of verses. On the one hand, the Pasuk says about the future, the Chafra Alavano Vosha Achama Kimalach Hashem Tzvakos, that the sun and the moon are going to be ashamed. They're going to be, you know, darkened, because God is ruling and God is light, is the source of light. But on the other hand, the verse says, Vaya Or Lavana Karachama, the sun of the moon is going to be as great as the sun, the light of the sun. Varachama Yeshiva Saim Karshiva Sayamim, and the light of the sun itself is going to be seven times as great as the light of the 7 days of creation. So Lo Kash, it's not a contradiction. Kami Mosa Mashiach, one is a reference to the days of Mashiach, then the moon is strengthened to be like sun. One is a reference to when the dead come back to life in the future. At that point, there won't even be a need for sun and moon. Shmuel. Now, what about according to Shmuel? The Amar Ein Bein Olam Hazeh L'Mosam Mashiach L'Shuv Malchus Bilvad. That nature is not going to change. There's no difference between today and the times of Mashiach, except that we are no longer under the rule of the Gentiles. So again, Lo Kasha, it's not a contradiction. Kan B'Machnet Tzadikim. One is referencing where the Tzadikim will be, and Kan B'Machnet Shechina. One is referencing where the divine presence is, and there the light of God's presence will be so great it will darken the sun and the moon.
Yeah, but the soul goes back to the same body or goes to a different body?
Apparently a different body. Different. Well, the Gemara says you come back initially with the same body, with the wounds, and
right,
it gets healed.
Exactly.
Gets healed, the Gemara says.
And then there are some places it says the body left the soul. It's not the body left the soul. The soul left the body.
Well, it's just there was a figure of speech. We're saying that the soul is saying to God, I can't be guilty. Look what I am. Without the soul, I'm a nothing. It's really the soul who did it.
Does it answer what age you come back as?
No. Rava asked a contradiction. See, on the one hand, the pasuk says, Ani amis v'achayeh. I will put to death and bring back to life. So the same way the person died, that's how he's coming back. See, but then on the other hand, the pasuk says, "Machatzti v'ani erpa." Whatever blow I gave, I'm now going to heal. So explanations like this: Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, "Mash ani meimis ani machayeh." The same way he was when he died, that's the way he's going to come back to life. V'hadar, but after he comes back to life like that, "Masha machatzti ani erpa." Whatever wounds I inflicted will be healed. I'm going to heal him further. Tanur Rabbanan, our sages taught us in a brisa. The pasuk says, "Ani amis v'achayeh." I'm going to put to death and bring to life. Yachal shetehei misa be'echad v'chaim be'echad. You might have thought that God's going to put some people to death and other people to life. Kederach she'olam noeg. The way this world is, some people are dying and others are being born. That's what the pasuk says. Machatzti v'ani erpa. I'm going to give a blow and I'm going to heal. Ma'machitza refuah be'echad. Just like the blows and the healing is coming from the same source. That's what God is saying. I'm giving this healing. Afmisa v'chaim be'echad. So to the same source. So to the death and the life is coming from the same, and it's going to the same being. This is yet another proof to those who say there's no revival of the dead from the Torah. Tanu went to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir used to say, what's the source that the dead are coming back to life from the Torah? Shanamas, the pasuk says, "Az Yashir Moshe of Israel Sashir Azos Lashem." Then Moshe and the children of Israel will sing this song to God. Sharlo Namer doesn't say that they sang Elo Yashir. They will sing. It must be that they're going to come back to life and they're going to sing the song in the future. Similarly, we have another verse in Yehoshua. Az Yivne Yehoshua Mizbeach LaHashem. Then Yehoshua will build an altar to Hashem. But now Lo Ne'emar doesn't say he built. Eli Yivne, it says he will build. So this is another source that the dead are coming back to life in the Torah. El Me'at is now, this is the case. Az Yivne Shlomo Bama L'Kmosh Shikut Mo'av. Then Shlomo will build an altar to Kmosh. That means Shlomo is going to build it in the future. When Shlomo comes back to life, he's not going to be allowing the building of altars for his idolatrous wives. Ella, so with Shlomo, there's a different reason why it says Yivne. It's Shlomo never did build, but because he wanted to, Malo of Akasav Kiilu Bana. And he didn't build, it's his wives who built. But because he didn't stop them, it's as if he built. What's the source that Tchias HaMesim is from the Torah? It says, Ashrei Yoshev Veisecha, Od Yehalelucha Sela. Fortunate are those who sit in your house, they will yet praise you, Sela. Hilelucha Lo Nemer. It doesn't say they praised you, Ela Yehalelucha, they will praise you. That's the source that the dead are coming back to life. Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi said, Kol Omer Shir Bo'Olam Hazeh, Zochev Omer Lo'Olam Haba. Anyone who says the song in this world will merit to say it in the world to come. Shneemer, it says, Ashrei Yoshev Veisecha, fortunate are those who sit in your home, Od Yehalelucha Sela, they will yet praise you, Sela, forever. Amr Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba said, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, in Antichias Mesa Minatar, what's the source from the dead coming back to life from the Torah? Shneemers, it says, about the prophets, called Tzofayach, the voice of your visionaries, Nasu Kol, they lifted up their voices, Yachtav Yiranenu, together they will sing when they see the return of God to Zion. Rinnu Lo Namer doesn't say they sang, Eli Yiranenu, they will sing. This is a source that the dead are coming back to life from the Torah. Amr Rabbi Bar Abba, Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Bar Abba said further, name Rabbi Yochanan. Asidin kol neviim kul no marshir b'kol echad. In the future, all the prophets will say a song in a similar voice, as it says, kol tzofayich nasu kol. All of the sound of your prophets, They lifted up a voice, Yachdav, together with one voice, Yiranenu, they will sing.